今天正道的经文是在但以理书4:34-37。但以理书4:34，日子满足，我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明归附于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神。他的权柄是永远的，他的国存到万代。世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的旨意行事，无人能拦阻他手，或问他说：你做什么呢？那时我的聪明归附于我，为我国的荣耀、威严和光耀也都归附于我，并且我的谋士和大臣也来朝见我，我又得坚立在国位上，至大的权柄加增于我。现在我尼布甲尼撒称赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平。那行动骄傲的，他能降为卑。这是今天正道的经文。
Thank you, Lulu, for reading.
谢谢牧师的正道。
And thank you, Pastor Lee and Pastor Doris.
谢谢 Lee 和 Doris 他的分享和祷告。
And thanks to Pastor Alvin for all the work that he's doing among us.
那谢谢 Alvin 他带领何总祷告的时间。
Today is Pentecost.
今天是五旬节。
Today we remember that the Holy Spirit came upon 120 believers in Jerusalem.
那今天我们纪念的说，圣灵降临在耶路撒冷，在120个信徒的身上。
Empowered them with God's very presence.
他用圣灵的神的同在赐给他们能力。
And commissioned them to fulfill the mission of Jesus.
那派遣他们去完成实现耶稣他的一个任务。
This means today celebrates the birth of the church.
意思就是说，我们今天来庆祝教会的一个诞生。
Happy birthday!
生日快乐。
How many of us write our personal spiritual diaries or journals?
我不知道我们当中有多少人会有自己写下那个我们属灵日志的一个习惯。
We record what we have been reading in the Bible.
我们记录下来我们在圣经所读的话语。
We reflect on what the Lord has said.
我们在对神的话语有反思。
We keep a track of answered prayers.
那我们记录着神对我们祷告的回应。
And over the years, we look back to see how the Lord has worked.
那几年以后，我们回过头来看看神在我们身上所做的工。
Daniel chapter 4 is Nebuchadnezzar's personal spiritual journal.
那但以理书四章就是尼布甲尼撒王他个人的属灵日志。
The chapter is mostly the words of Nebuchadnezzar.
那这个章里面讲的其实的话都是尼布甲尼撒王他自己的话。
And he describes a disturbing dream.
他描写的是一个很扰人的一个梦。
The dream is about a tree.
这个梦代表 是讲了一棵树。
A tree that is strong and tall.
这棵树很巨大。
A place for shelter and prosperity.
那这个树呢，很多走兽在它下面能够遮荫，然后很繁盛。
But a messenger from God arrives.
但是神的使者来到了。
And orders that the tree be cut down to the stump.
他说这棵树要被砍，剩下一个树墩。
Only after 7 years will the stump signal future growth.
只有在七年以后，这个树墩才会告诉他再来接下来的一个成长。
It's a dream Nebuchadnezzar cannot understand.
这是梦呢，尼布甲尼撒王他没有办法理解。
Eventually, Nebuchadnezzar turns to Daniel to interpret the dream.
那最后，尼布甲尼撒王他在寻找但以理来帮他解这个梦。
And the interpretation that Daniel brings is both shocking and hopeful.
那但以理他的解释呢，让他觉得很惊讶，但是也充满了希望。
The tree is Nebuchadnezzar.
这个树代表就是尼布甲尼撒王。
His empire has flourished.
他的国度呢是非常的繁盛的。
His greatness is unsurpassed.
他的伟大是没有人可比拟的。
But with greatness comes the risk of arrogance.
但这个伟大带来的是一个很自大的一个危机。
So the dream is a warning.
所以这个梦是一个警讯。
If Nebuchadnezzar does not humble himself before God, he will live like an animal for 7 years.
如果尼布甲尼撒王他在神面前没有谦卑自己的话呢，他将有七年的时间，他会跟走兽一样。
Only when he lifts his eyes to God.
只有当他举目望向神。
And acknowledges that all glory belongs to the one true God.
他要承认说，所有的荣耀都归于那唯一的一个真神。
Only then will his sanity be restored.
觉得那时候他的理智、他的聪明才会恢复。
And this is exactly what happens.
这就是发事实发生的事情就是这样。
A year after his dream, Nebuchadnezzar looks out at the city of Babylon.
那就是他做这个梦一年之后，尼布甲尼撒望向这个巴比伦国。
And he proudly declares, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?"
他很骄傲的是说，这大巴比伦不是我用大能大力建为京都，要显我威严的荣耀吗？
That's Daniel chapter 4, verse 30.
这是但以理书四章三十节的记载。
No sooner has he said these words, the Lord humbles him.
那就在他讲这话不久，神就谦卑了他。
And for 7 years he lives like a cow.
有七年的时间，他过活的样子就像个牛一样。
His hair uncut.
他头发长长，没有修剪过。
His nails untrimmed.
他的指甲很长，都没有修剪过。
His food just grass.
他吃的只是草。
The great emperor is a farm beast.
这伟大的帝王，他只是一个农场的野兽。
Daniel chapter 4 is personal and honest.
但以理四章，它是一个很私人的，而且但是是一个很诚实的一章。
And it's the story of all of us.
它记载的故事代表是我们，也是我们。
In Daniel chapter 4, we see our true condition.
那在但以理书四章里面，我们看到我们真正的境况。
We understand our need for God.
我们看到，我们了解到，我们对需要神。
We find God's amazing grace.
我们找到神的奇异的一个恩典。
And we discover true praise.
我们发现了真正的赞美。
Almost 4 years ago, shortly after we welcomed Dakota and Skylin into our family, we were on a cycle ride in the Okanagan.
那大约四年前啊，就在牧师他欢迎了他两个孩子来到他们家里以后，他们到 Okanagan 能够一趟旅游。
As a proud dad, I had to demonstrate my cycling prowess.
啊，当一个很骄傲的一个父亲，牧师要展现对他孩子展现他骑单车的一个技巧。
As a boy, friends and I used to cycle as fast as we could down a hill.
当牧师年轻的时候，他跟他朋友他们常常能够骑单车，很快速的俯冲到一个山坡下。
And then slam on the rear brakes on our bicycle.
所以他们很快的会刹住后轮的一个刹车。
The aim was to see who could skid the furthest.
他们的技巧，他们的目的，希望说谁能够滑得最远。
Speed was crucial.
速度是很重要的。
And timing precise.
时间更是更紧要的。
So I thought I would do the same in the Okanagan with my new son watching.
所以牧师就看着他，当他儿子看着他在 Okanagan 看他表现的时候。
I took off at speed.On the gravel trail.
So, 牧师就在一个石头路上面加速前进。
Faster and faster.
越来越快。
I leaned up on the front wheel.
他就往前轮靠。
And I slammed on the rear brake.
所以他就紧压着后轮的刹车。
On North American bicycles, the rear brake handle is on the right.
那在北美的脚踏车呢，它的后轮的刹车是在右手。
On British bicycles, the rear brake handle is on the left.
那在英国呢，后轮刹车是在左手。
Now, whether it was a momentary geographical lapse in my brain,
不知道是大脑中短暂的失忆呢，
or an instinctive return to my childhood days,
或是他突然回到他小时候的记忆呢，
I pulled the left brake handle on my North American bike.
所以牧师他的紧压住他左手的这部北美的脚踏车。
The front brake.
它就是前轮的刹车。
The front wheel instantly seized.
前轮马上就停止。
I was propelled over the handlebars.
所以牧师就飞过了手把。
And my bicycle was catapulted into the air.
那他的脚踏车就弹跳到空中去。
And it hurt too, yes.
也很痛。
What brought me to a stop?
到底什么让我停下来呢？
My face.
就牧师的脸让他停下来了。
Here's a photo.
这是这个照片。哦。
I had to feel that.
我必须感觉到。
Proverbs 16 verse 18 says this.
那在箴言书十六章十八节讲到说。
Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall.
骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
I may not have eaten grass like a cow, but I looked like a zombie.
我可能没像牛一样吃草，但是我看起来就像个僵尸一样。
My face was the visual depiction of my proud arrogance.
我的脸在视觉上告诉大家我的骄傲和我的傲慢。
All because I wanted to show off to my son.
只是因为我要在我儿子面前炫耀。
Despite all that he had experienced in Daniel chapter 1 through 3, pride consumed Nebuchadnezzar.
那尽管在但以理书一章到三章里面呢，他所描述的一些事情，尼布甲尼撒王还是被他的荣耀所吞噬了。
And it can consume us.
那这个也能够会吞噬了我们。
Pride is when I think I am better than somebody else.
那骄傲就是说，我觉得我比别人更好。
Or I'm more deserving than someone else.
或是我比别人更值得。
Or I'm above someone else.
或是我在别人之上。
Pride is when I say I'll do it my way.
骄傲就是说，我要用我的方法来做。
Or I make my own success.
或是我要做我自己的成就。
Or I'm the master of my fate, the captain of my soul.
或者是我是我生命的一个的主宰，我是我灵魂的一个统帅。
That's a quote from a 19th century poet.
这是一个十九世纪一个诗人他用的话。
Pride exposed Nebuchadnezzar's true condition.
那骄傲他显现出来尼布甲尼撒王他真正的境况。
It kept him from experiencing God's grace.
他让他没有办法经历神的恩典。
And Nebuchadnezzar is humbled.
那尼布甲尼撒王他被谦虚了下来。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 5 reminds us to clothe ourselves with humility towards one another.
彼得前书五章五节，他提醒我们说，我们要彼此谦卑的相待。
It says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
他说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And Nebuchadnezzar becomes like a cow.
那尼布甲尼撒王，他变成像牛一样。
It's a tragic picture.
这是一个很悲剧的一个景象。
One preacher on this passage said this.
有一个布道家，他在讲这个经文的时候，他这么说。
When a man tries to become like God, he becomes instead like the animals.
当一个人他想要变成像神一样的时候呢，其实相反的，他变成了一个动物。
How true that is.
这是多么的真啊。
In Genesis chapter 1, we are given a magnificent description of what it means to be human.
那在创世纪一章里面，我们给得到一个很好的一个说明说，那人类是怎么样的意思。
We are made in God's image.
我们是用神的形象所造的。
Capable of knowing God and being loved by Him.
我们能够认识神，我们被神所爱。
But Satan tempts Adam and Eve to do what?
但是撒旦他们引诱亚当和夏娃做什么呢？
To become like God.
他们要引诱他们要成为像神一样。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 5, listen to what Satan says to Eve.
亚当创世纪三章五节，我们听到他亚当怎么跟夏娃来说。
For God knows that when you eat of it, that's the fruit, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
因为神知道你们吃的日子，就是吃那个果实，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。
Satan tempts us with pride, so we think we can become like God.
那撒旦他引诱我们，觉得让我们知道说我们可以变成像神一样。
But the truth is that sin and pride distort who we are created to be.
但是我们的骄傲了这个罪呢，让我们违背了我们当初所造的一个意义。
The image of God becomes twisted.
就神的形象已经被扭曲了。
We become no better than the animals.
我们没有比动物更好。
We're like the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15.
我们像浪子回头里面在路加福音十五章里面所描述的那个挥霍度日的浪子一样。
He thought life apart from his father was better than life with his father.
他觉得他的生命里面没有他的父亲，比他的生命里面有他的父亲还要更好。
But he ends up feeding swine.
那最后他的结局就是喂猪。
And only then does he come to his senses.
就在那时候他恢复了理智。
Daniel chapter 4 verse 34 perfectly describes the person who discovers he needs God.
在但以理书四章三十四节里面描述到一个人他真正知道他需要神。
I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes towards heaven, and my sanity was restored.
他说：“我尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明归复于我。”
We realize that God is our only hope.
我们了解到说，神是我们唯一的盼希望。
When I crashed my bicycle, I smashed the left knuckle on my left hand.
当牧师从脚踏车上面掉下的时候呢，他粉碎了他左手的一个指关节。
The bone was pulverized.
它里面的骨头都碎掉了。
Reduced to little pieces.
变成很多的碎片。
I was told the injury was a typical boxer's injury.
人家告诉他说，这样的受伤只有在拳击选手的手上才会看得到。
A fact that brought a smile to the nurse when I told her I was a pastor.
那当牧师这样告诉一个护士的时候，那牧告诉他牧师护士说他是牧师的时候，那护士笑了。
But I was desperately concerned.
但是他很担心。
I enjoy playing the piano.
因为牧师很喜欢弹钢琴。
I feared I would lose the ability to play the piano with my left hand.
他很害怕说他没有从此以后没办法用他的左手来弹钢琴了。
And in that moment, I was brought to my senses.
在那时候，他终于觉悟过来了。
I realized that I needed God to work.
我知道说我需要神在我身上动工。
For several days, I waited to see a specialist.
就好多天等着来看专科。
Finally, I was told that with proper care, there should be no problem.
那最后他们告诉他说，只要你好好照顾他，绝对没有问题的。
I would recover full use of my left hand.
我能够完全的康复用我的手。
What a relief!
这是一个很大的一个松了一口气。
God was good.
神是好的。
Without the Lord's grace, our lives are pulverized and smashed.
那没有神的爱，我们的生命就是粉碎。
But as we come to our senses,
但是当我们觉悟过来，
as we call upon the Lord,
那我们呼叫神，
God can work in us.
神能在我们身上动工，
and the miracle of grace is seen.
那恩典的奇迹就会看到了。
How can we come to our senses?
我们怎么样才能够觉悟过来呢？
How can we find God's amazing grace?
我们才能找到神奇的恩典呢？
We look to the cross.
我们看着十字架。
Only the cross truly measures how great my sin is.
只有十字架能够测量我的罪是怎么大。
In the death of Jesus Christ, I see what I deserve because my sin cuts me off from God.
那在神耶稣他的死，我看到说我的罪是要付上什么样的代价。
I deserve death.
我其实是要受死的。
I have no right to fellowship with God.
我没有权利跟神能够联谊。
No right to eternal life.
我没有得到一个永生的一个权利。
No right to His love.
我没有权利得到他的爱。
Only as I understand this.Can I understand how great God's love is?
只有我了解到这个事情，我才知道了解到说神的爱是多么的大。
Because only the cross truly displays how great God's love is.
因为只有十字架才能够告诉我神的爱是多么的大。
So in the death of Jesus, I see the length God goes to pay the price for my sin.
那在耶稣他的死，我看到了说我的罪是多么大，他为我付上了多少。
He shows such love.
他彰显了这么样的一个爱。
He dies in my place for my sin.
他为我的罪，为我而死。
To come to the cross is therefore to come to our senses.
那来到十字架面前，就回到这里，我们恢复知觉，恢复我们的理性。
For there we find peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
但在那里，我们透过主耶稣基督，我们跟神相合。
As Romans chapter 5 verse 1 reminds us.
就好像罗马书五章一节，他提醒我们的。
So let's come to our senses.
所以让我们能够醒悟过来。
Let's have our sanity restored.
让我们恢复我们的理智。
Let's hear God's word of peace.
让我们听到神他一个和平的话语。
Spoken into our hurting, longing, yearning lives.
这句话是对着我们受伤、渴望和向往的心所说的。
Let's meet at the cross.
让我们在十字架面前相会。
God will not disappoint.
神不会让你失望。
And finally, Nebuchadnezzar gives God praise.
那最后尼布甲尼撒王他给上帝献上赞美。
He discovers true praise.
他发现了这个真正的一个赞美。
Daniel chapter 4 is the last time we hear from Nebuchadnezzar himself in the Bible.
那但以理书四章是我们最后一次看到尼布甲尼撒王。
He's mentioned in passing in Daniel chapter 5.
那他可能在第五章里面有看到他。
But Daniel chapter 4 verse 37 records the last words we have that are his.
但是但以理书四章三十七节是最后一次记述到尼布甲尼撒王他所说的话。
And his last words are words of praise to God.
他最后的话语是对神说的赞美的话语。
Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of heaven, because everything he does is right, and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride he is able to humble.
现在我尼布甲尼撒王赞美尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公平，那行动骄傲的他能降为谦卑。
Here at Trinity, God is working.
这里在三一进行会，神在动工。
He humbles us.
他谦卑了我们。
He challenges us.
他挑战我们。
He calls us to our senses.
他叫我们恢复我们的知觉。
And then he blesses us with his spirit.
最后他用他的圣灵来祝福我们。
He lifts our eyes and our hearts.
他高举我们的眼睛、眼光和我们的心。
And he invites us to praise and celebrate who he is.
他要我们来给他一些庆祝他，因为是因为他。
And nothing will stop us.
没有任何事情可以阻止我们的。
The year was 1834.
那年是1834年。
A young woman named Charlotte Elliot made her debut as a singer in a London concert.
有个年轻的女孩，她叫夏洛特，她在英国伦敦的一个演唱会初次登台。
A famous preacher named Caesar Millan came to listen.
那有一个很有名的一个布道家，他名叫马兰，他来听她的演唱会。
As he listened to her beautiful voice, he thought that he should speak to her about her need for Jesus.
那当他听完她演唱会的时候呢，他觉得说他必须跟这个歌手讲话，他觉得他需要主耶稣基督。
After the concert, he said to her these words.
那在演唱会之后呢，他跟他讲这么说。
I thought as I listened to you tonight how tremendously the cause of Christ would be benefited if your talents were dedicated to him.
那他跟他说，我今天晚上听到你演唱会之后呢，我觉得说，如果你的才干能够因为神的事工而被使用 到的话呢，能够造福耶稣基督。
You know, young lady, you are a sinner in the sight of God.
你知道吗？你在神的眼光中，你是个罪人。
But I'm glad to tell you that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you from all sin.
但是我可以告诉你，耶稣基督的宝血，它能够洗净你的罪。
She stamped her feet in anger and began to walk away.
那她很生气地跺脚，然后就走开了。
As she did, the preacher said, I did not mean to offend you.
那个布道家跟她说，我没有意思要触犯你。
But I want you to know that Jesus can save you if you will turn to him.
但是我想告诉你说，如果你愿意回头的话，神他可以救你。
That night she went to bed, but she could not sleep.
那天晚上，那个歌手他上床的时候，他根本没有办法睡觉。
At about 2 o'clock in the morning, after tossing and turning for hours, she got out of bed.
那在半夜两点的时候，他辗转很难熟睡。
She took a pencil and a piece of paper.
他起身拿起一个纸笔。
And with tears running down her face, Charlotte Elliot wrote these words.
那在他泪流满面的时候，他写下这些话语。
Just as I am.Without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me.
在我本相无善可陈，唯你流血替我受陈。
And that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
并且召我救你得生，救主耶稣，我来，我来。
Today is Pentecost.
今天是五旬节。
Today we remember that the Holy Spirit came upon 120 believers in Jerusalem.
今天我们记得圣灵初次降临在耶路撒冷的一个房间里面，对120个门徒显现。
Empowered them with God's very presence.
用神的同在赐给他们能力。
And commissioned them to fulfill the mission of Jesus.
派遣他们去成就实现神的一个事工。
This is our calling.
这是我们的呼召。
And this is our response.
这是我们的回应。
Come, Holy Spirit, fill us once again.
来，圣灵，请你来，再次充满我们。
Amen.
Amen.